I have here Vera and Shakti at the Auroville Radio TV studio, and we interviewing them about the Ukrainian Christmas evening that happens at Unity Pavilion on the Saturday the 6th.
Yes.
So what is this event? Tell us about why is Christmas, for example, in Ukraine is different, right?
Well, it is Orthodox Christmas and it follows a different calendar, which is 2 weeks later, usually for all our celebrations. But this date was chosen spontaneously and it was Saturday, and we were very happy that we can present our country on this day particular, because you can show many things, you can offer many cultural points on this day, like showing our dance and singing and also particular food cooking. So first of all, we are very happy that we can present Ukraine first time in Auroville as a country. And we are very, very happy that all the Russian friends are helping us. And we are very grateful for different nationalities who are helping us also. So in front of us, a lot of work. We are ready for that and welcoming everybody to come.
And also thank Unity you. Pavilion as well, no? It's really nice. There was Mita and Shivaya and Jaya and all. They've been very nice and very encouraging, actually. It just also happened with a little bit with their kind of a nice boost, you know, from their side as well. And then Shakti and I kind of thought that will be perfect moment, and we felt really good about it. Because as Shakti mentioned, it's the first time and we're very proud of our culture and we love to share it with the rest of our family in Auroville.
So tell us, what are the activities, what's going to happen on that night? What events are going to happen? Any concerts, any food? What's going to happen on that night?
We actually are preparing quite a lot of things, and we're trying to put in this evening a lot of events that would represent our country as best as possible, which includes food, of course, because Christmas also, I mentioned a little bit about food because it's also a big part of our culture. And normally on Ukrainian Christmas, 12 dishes, vegetarian dishes are prepared.
Who is going to prepare these dishes?
All of us, Shakti and I and all our friends, and also like what she mentioned, Russians, Belarusians, Indian people helping,
Norwegians.
I mean, you name the nationality, everybody's helping, everybody's been so willing, so you really feel very also lucky and grateful and supported, exactly, to be like, but you really can see that the world is coming together, you know. But now they're helping us to shine and show our country, and we come as well when other country no present themselves, will be there also to back them up and help them. So out of the 12 dishes, actually one of the most important that represent Christmas is kutia. And I just want to share, like, because it's a very interesting story, like in Ukraine, everything symbolizes something and everything kind of has a magical meaning, you know. So even kutia, all the ingredients, they symbolize something. So it's like a sweet dessert that you have before you start your eating, and you start eating it when the first star appears in the sky. That's you start your evening with that. And each ingredient, like wheat, is representing eternity and future generations. Honey represents happiness and health. Poppy seeds, youth. Nuts represent richness and fertility. Raisins, love and light. And it's also after all put together with loads of love and cooked slowly together, which teaches us patience, I guess. It's cooked like for about 8 hours, you know.
And apart from the food, what else do you present there on the occasion?
We're going to do singing, of course, also with Shakti.
Yes.
We all expect you to sing, because we all know that you are very good, a good band, you very good singer, Vera and Shakti and Swaha.
Swaha is joining us also.
And there's another lady also.
There is also Svetlana. Anuta, Sarasvati is going to join us on the flute, Rolf is going to join on guitar, and we're going to try to involve also Orvillian people, so please come, it's going to be so much fun. Because we will do something, Shakti and I and the group, and then we want to involve actually the listeners and the peoples, the audience also, and teach them a little bit of Ukrainian songs. Yes.
I can tell you already that we are looking forward to see the band playing, because you're a very popular band in Auroville, you know?
Wow.
That's good to hear.
Come on, you must know by now. That
we enjoy doing this. Probably it is there for people. I would like to say we will present, also we will make a small presentation of our country. When people will arrive, we will show a small video on Ukraine, and then Vladimir will present also our country to people who don't know actually where we are, what country it is. And after that, we will sing, and we invite people also to eat. So and enjoy. In the end, we will try to make a little dancing with the modern music of Ukraine, which is very similar to English or French, but it would be in Ukrainian language. Please come and join us. And if people would like to have dinner, it would be very useful, and it is necessary to register themselves in Unity Pavilion. Just Unity Pavilion telephone number, put your name. The dinner set would be 350 rupees. We are raising money for Ukrainian Pavilion, and it is actually coming almost cost price because we will offer a lot of dishes of different kind. So people who are vegan, they can find their food there. People who is gluten intolerant, we also offer for them very tasty borscht and holubtsi, the cabbage rolls with rice and different things. So we have kutya, we have some sweets in the end. So it would be
vareniki, pirogi also, everybody knows, and everybody's looking forward to that. That's also there.
So, the food can serve various palates and diets. And
exactly.
So vegetarian, of course. So
but please register yourself. But even if you didn't have time to register, we will offer to you food and you can...
There will be other snacks available for people who are kind of last second deciding to join, which going to be free of course, because Ukrainian culture is very also welcoming and giving, so we didn't want to leave anybody. If people didn't manage to book, they'll still have some snack and a lot of love with that.
And yes, and we call this evening Shchedry Vecher, which is evening of abundance. If people join us in this evening, be alive, full year is going to be full of wealth, health and strength and light. So we wish to everybody to experience that.
Yeah, that's really
so when
nice.
When is the evening again happening? It's on Saturday,
6 o'clock.
Six o'clock in the evening at the Unity Pavilion.
Right.
The Ukrainian, we call it the Ukrainian Christmas, right?
Orthodox Christmas. It's not only Ukrainian because it's Russian also. It's Orthodox Christian. Yes. And we call it Shchedry Vecher. Actually, Shchedry Vecher is going to be 2 weeks later. 1 week later. On 14th, but we name it like this because we want to share.
Also, there's few other activities going to be there. We're going to teach people how, because in Ukraine we do this flower crowns for ladies and children. Men are welcome also if they're daring. But otherwise, we have this also. We're going to have also some walking around the fire and singing Ukrainian songs. So it's also going to be few other activities, not only presentation and food. So will be absolutely interesting. And to add to Shakti what she said, the carol singing is in Ukraine, is also, it's very Ukrainian tradition. It's called Kalyatki in Ukrainian. And people actually come into people's houses, and what she said, it brings luck and happiness and health. So absolutely, Kalyatki is also going to be shared with Ukrainian star. Tradition is like that, and it's very Ukrainian tradition as well. So
welcome everybody. Yeah. Thank
you. We're looking.
See you at the Unity Pavilion then.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Jim. Thank you.